There is, said St. Paul in that letter to Timothy, he says, an abundance of grace. Now, you hear that word all the time in the Catholic Church, don't you? Grace this and grace that, and prevenient grace and sanctifying grace and all kinds of grace. If somebody stopped you on the sidewalk and asked you, what is grace? What would you say? I think some people, and I used to kind of feel like it was some kind of divine fluid or divine ooze that got squeezed into our souls. Whenever we did a sacrament or something like that. But that's not, I've considerably altered my understanding since I used to think that. Grace, it has been defined on some occasions as God's undeserved favor. God's unmerited favor. It's something that you can't deserve, or if you do deserve it, it's not grace. Always undeserved favor. I understand that, I don't know if he's still on the radio, but some years ago there's been a radio personality that anybody asked him how he's doing, he says, better than I deserve. Anybody ever heard that? I'm sorry, Sister Jane. I do? Well, it was true for me way before it was true for that fellow on the radio. Yes. I don't care whether I'm doing good or bad. It's always better than I deserve. That's something of the understanding of grace. Doing better than we deserve through the very mercy and grace of God. If we receive that grace through faith, says St. Paul. You know, we first experienced it in our baptism. You know, when we went in mystery through the death and resurrection with Jesus, when whether we were adults or infants or whatever, in mystery, Jesus carried us through his paschal mystery of dying and rising, newborn as a child of God. Being a child of God is grace. It's something we don't deserve. In fact, that's what we might call sanctifying grace. Anybody ever heard that term, sanctifying grace? If you study the old catechism, like Sister Jane, who's sitting there nodding. if you study the old catechism, you know, that receive that through the sacraments, especially baptism. The sacrament of reconciliation, Holy Communion. We're sanctified by God's undeserved favor. Now, let's unpack that word sanctification. This is kind of a religious dictionary sermon tonight. Sanctifying means making holy. You're made holy by God's grace. What does that mean? Sanctified, holy. It's not just some warm, fuzzy feeling. It means belonging to God. Whatever belongs to God is holy. Whatever doesn't belong to God is not. Does this church belong to God? Yes, it does. Well, you built it. You're paying for it. You could say that it belongs to us. But mass of dedication here. The archbishop came and, oh, you know, he made crosses on the walls with the chrism, and it was a way of making an offering of this place to God. So now it really doesn't belong to us. It belongs to God. It's a holy place. to be used for the things of God, as the altar is a holy thing. I don't know how much you paid for that, but after you did, you could have said that it belongs to us. But no, it belongs to God. It's a holy thing. We only put the body and blood of Christ in the gospel book on the altar. It's holy. It belongs to God. It has been sanctified. Now, someone who's a child of God, newborn to God through baptism, receives sanctifying grace. That is, that favor of God that makes you holy, that accepts you as a child of God. That's what sanctifying grace does for you. I don't deserve it. Maybe that's why we should all say we're doing better than we deserve, because we have received an abundance of grace, as St. Paul, grace upon grace. Grace is that favor of God that welcomes us home whenever we've turned away, wandered away, turned our back on grace. Even someone who's turned their back on grace always finds it waiting for them when they come home. That's what the prodigal son received, wasn't it? It was mercy and grace that was waiting on the front porch for him. He'd wandered away, squandered his family's property, but mercy and grace was waiting for him when he came home. He came back to where he belonged. All those years, the Father of mercy and grace was waiting for him. Whenever that grace is renewed within our hearts, within our lives, it's always the experience of a homecoming. When you come to the sacrament of reconciliation, you're welcome home. Whenever you come into this church building, welcome home. We might not deserve to come here, but God's grace invites us. When we come to Holy Communion, we recognize that we're not worthy, that Jesus should even come under our roof. But he invites us with a welcome home. When at last you walk into the gates of heaven, it's going to be words of grace. Welcome home, child of God. You belong here. You know, God has spoken to us in Jesus Christ. He is that Word made flesh. What does God say to us in Jesus? God says through Jesus, come home. That's grace.